Now, questions are swirling about what's happening in Iowa after yesterday's Democratic caucuses.
Party officials are blaming a new app that was supposed to speed up reporting of the results. They say a coding issue caused only some of the data to be reported, so they had to resort to manual backups. They also say there's no evidence of any outside tampering and that voting systems were secure.
Current and former presidential candidates criticized the process while remaining optimistic about how their candidates did. President Trump, who easily won the Republican caucuses, tweeted that the Democratic contest is, quote, an unmitigated disaster.
Monday's problems are raising the issue of whether it's time to do away with the Iowa caucuses and go with a more conventional primary election. And we want to know where you stand. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Should the Iowa caucus stay as is, or should we put them to bed? How about whether it should still be the first in the nation contest? That number again is 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Donna Hoffman is a professor of political science at Northern Iowa University. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, looking at what went wrong, a lot of people are saying, okay, yes, this is bad, but there's paper. So somewhere in there, there is a real vote that we could actually get to eventually. Is that your current understanding?
Right, that is correct. And we should also note here, that's a new thing for the Iowa caucuses. So there were a number of changes that were put into place, in part in reaction to calls for more openness and more transparency from the 2016 caucuses. So there was a paper, it wasn't really a ballot, but a preference card that caucus goers put down their first preference. If that group was viable, that's where they stood. If they were an inviable group or an unviable group, they had to disperse. And then they got to put a second candidate on there. So this is the first time they've used this system. Typically, the Democrats in Iowa report what is called the state delegate equivalent. They're going to report that. That was the plan. They were also then going to report that information from those paper ballots that was, again, there as a backup, but also to give us a better idea of where things stood on the first alignment and then where things stood on the second alignment.
Now, people are making a pretty big deal out of the delay. I want to give a listen to CNN's Chris Cuomo. Here's what he had to say on his show last night as this was all going down.
People put a lot of money and they put their lives out there for months and months, so it matters. And literally, this state had one job. They had one job, and they blew it at the most important time in the election. The criticism should not be mitigated by any means.
Donna, you're looking at this from inside the border of Iowa. Should we have unmitigated criticism here for the organizers of this caucus?
Well, Iowa quadrennially comes under criticism for the fact that we're first in the nation. Obviously, this is a black mark in the Iowa column, but we also have to recognize that the complexity here increased this cycle, and that we're a caucus, we're not a primary. And so there will be lots of discussion about whether Iowa should be first. This has always been part of the discussion. Added to that discussion, I think this time, what has kept Iowa in the first place is that the other states can't agree on a different system. The DNC and the RNC can't agree on a different system. One of the things that may come out of this is that while we might not be able to agree on a different system, there might be an agreement that, in fact, Iowa shouldn't go first. But in any election type situation that you have, there is always error. There is always a initial count, and then there's a certification of a vote that we have in normal elections. In 2012, we saw this with the Republicans in Iowa on the caucus night. They called it by 8 votes for Mitt Romney. When they redid those, recounted those things a few days later, it was 34 for Santorum. The point being that in a close election, there's always error in these kinds of things. It's when it's really, really close that you can have that affect who wins and who loses. So Democrats were conscious of that, obviously, and they did not release flawed results. They held them and are going to release those final results once they're sure of what those actually say. And it does appear that they've had to go back to those paper ballots. And then that is a more monumental task.
Now, you're talking right now in a caucus state. I'm talking here in a primary state. Can you explain what people see as the benefits of the caucus system for our politics?
Sure. One of the things that Iowa is also in a general election and the presidential cycle is a swing state. One of the things that helps us in that swing state is we have two strong parties. We have a strong Republican Party. We have a strong Democratic Party. In part, some of the strength of those parties is due to the fact that we are a caucus state. The caucuses are organizationally complex. The parties have to put these on. They're party events. Last night, there were almost 1,700 precincts. you rely for the most part, and for both Democrats and Republicans, we should add here too, you're relying on volunteers. It's a very decentralized effort, and it is also a meeting. And so for the Democrats in particular last night, it's not secret. You're going to go stand in a corner with your neighbors because you're doing this in a precinct. You have the potential to realign, and that means people may be coming over and say, hey, come over to my group. It's not just that you're doing in a caucus, though. So there's that grassroots democracy aspect of it, but you're also electing those delegates to represent the candidates that you favor. You're also elevating platform planks to the county convention. You're also electing people to represent your precinct on the party central committee. So this is a meeting of the party, and it's important in how the party governs itself. You don't have that happening in a primary situation, even though in primary states, parties still have to do that kind of thing. The participation in those events, though, is typically much smaller than you would get in a caucus state.
Do you think that the national political landscape, the national political media, maybe put too much attention on Iowa, trying to read it as a predictor of what's going to happen next? It gives, what, 40-some delegates out of thousands of delegates on the Democratic side of things. Is it kind of the national political media's fault for putting too much weight on this?
Yeah, we need to get some perspective. You know, what we were doing last night was electing delegates to the county convention. The county convention in 30 days. That's a process whereby after the county convention, there's a district convention, then there's a state convention. In June, then those 41 delegates that go to the national convention will be selected. And so if you look at the delegates the Democrats have that they're awarding through this process, we're 1% of that. We start that off. You know, we allow candidates to come here, campaign relatively cheaply, do the retail politics that we want any potential president to be skilled at. We want them to be able to say, to answer a voter's question, maybe an off-the-wall question. Can you think on your feet? Can you do multiple events? Do you have what it takes? These are things that happens in a retail state like Iowa. And Iowa's practiced at it because this is a position we've had not that long, since 1972, but one that we're practiced at in particular. And there's lots of criticism of that process. But if we were to go to something like a national primary, for example, where would that purpose be served? If we were to have a system of rotating small states to begin with, Iowa wouldn't have to be first in that. But we don't want large states to go first because then small states would be advantaged. So there are other options here in terms of a system by which the parties get to their nomination. But any electoral system, and that's kind of what we're talking about here, has winners and losers. There is no neutral kind of system here. And so somebody's going to be advantaged at the expense of someone else. But what we need to agree on are the rules of the game and that those events take place under the rules of the game. Now, sometimes Iowa gets criticism for coin tosses. Part of the rules. If there's a tie, that's how you settle a tie.
And as we wrap up, is there concern that you're hearing from people in Iowa that this situation last night could add fuel to the fire to say, hey, no more going first Iowa, especially if you're sticking with this caucus thing?
Yes, there's a lot of concern in the state. It's, you know, it's even a warranted discussion that we should be having. But, you know, again, what has kept Iowa in its position, even though the other 49 states don't like it, maybe New Hampshire kind of gives us a pass, is that they can't agree on a different kind of system. And so the danger here is that for Iowa, in terms of its first of the nation status, is that at least now people will agree on that at least Iowa shouldn't go first. But it could also prompt some soul searching on the part of not just the Republican Party, or the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party too, in terms of how should a party go about getting to its nominee for the presidency. And those are discussions that sometimes are fraught with states wanting to have outsized importance, which is one of the things that Iowa has. We'll agree on that, but we don't pick the nominee for a party. We do sometimes winnow that field.
Donna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
That's Donna Hoffman, professor of political science at Northern Iowa University, looking at yesterday's Democratic caucuses. Keep checking in on NPR News to see if results come out. Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Going to take your thoughts. Should Iowa stay first? We'll love to hear from you if you're in Iowa, by the way. What do you think of this caucus system? Should Iowa get rid of that? Should Wisconsin try it? What do you think? Call 800-642-1234. To your calls now, Mac is with us in Eau Claire. Mac, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to comment that Iowa has one of the harshest disenfranchisement felon laws in the nation, and I don't think the Democratic Party should be rewarding that by giving such importance to Iowa.
Mac, do you think there are other states you'd like to see first, assuming that we keep, you know, sequential primaries and caucuses, not all at once?
If you look at the makeup of states, I think Illinois is incredibly representative. But if Democrats don't want to go somewhere safe, they could go to Georgia, which also has similar demographics to the nation as a whole.
Mac, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234, answering the question, should Iowa stay first in the national primary scene, the national caucus scene? Stacy joins us now in Oconomowoc. Stacy, hi.
Hi.
What do you think, Stacy?
I would like to see Iowa switch to a traditional primary system, just so there isn't an opportunity to make the whole system look bad the way it was last evening because of technology. I think that it's a little bit outdated as to how they do the caucuses, so I'd like to see them go more to a traditional primary. But I think the order is not really that critical as far as when each does it.
So you don't think Wisconsin should get bumped up earlier, say?
It could, but I don't think it's critical.
Gotcha. Stacy, thanks so much for that call. We heard from Lee on Facebook. Lee says about yesterday's election caucus problems, be patient, people. Official results backed by paper will be available within 24 hours or less of the caucuses. Better to have quality over speed. Time for one more caller, Jeremy in Racine. Jeremy, briefly, what do you think?
I think we should get rid of the caucuses and start voting through regional, northeast, southeast, mid-central, midwest, and west. I think that would make it a lot easier for the whole process to be done.
Interesting. A series of regional primaries. Thanks for your call, Jeremy. Thanks for all your calls. You could still share your thoughts on the concept of Iowa going first in the presidential election system here. Do you think it should stay first or not? Should other states move up? What do you think of that idea of a regional primary? How about the whole caucus concept? You can tell us what you think in a couple different ways. Tweet us at Central Time WPR, or you can go over. There is a conversation set up on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Iowa, stay first or go? Love to hear from Iowans on that one, too. Get rid of the caucus or keep it. Or have more caucus states if you like the way they work. Again, the Ideas Network Facebook page is the place to share your thoughts.